Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to radio station EXP. Tonight we are featuring an interview with a very peculiar-looking gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Paul Caruso on the dodgy subject of are there or are there not flying saucers, or UFOs. Please, Mr. Caruso, could you give us your regarded opinion on this nonsense about spaceships and even space people?
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see and hear, can you? Now, if you will excuse me, I must be on my way.
But I don't believe it.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat of war?
This is your world, and it's wonderful to have digital sex on computer, to use electronic drugs without problems, to many, many things are coming, and old people cannot adapt. They will just die and be replaced by you. Soon, you will see human beings improve genetically. Like we can make genetically modified food for better, not for worse. We will be able to make also human beings better than they are today. Unethical, I don't know what it is. The problem is to give to all humanity medicine and a better future through cloning. And the best of all, eternal life. Because you students, young people who are looking at me now, you may, maybe, never die.
A cult leader from Quebec was questioned by members of the U.S. Congress today as they grapple with the moral and ethical issues surrounding human cloning. The witness, known as Rael, believes humans were created from the DNA of aliens. But he was invited to testify because along with his bizarre beliefs, he also claims he has the technology to clone a human being. As Adrian Arsenault reports, he says he's ready to use it.
We will have eternal life. You can have eternal life. If cloning is allowed, and it's very important not to block it.
What if it doesn't work, though?
It will work.
Maybe, and that's the problem. U.S. lawmakers are now scrambling to catch up with the science.
Please rise and raise your right hand.
Assembling an eclectic group of bioethicists, animal cloning experts, and the controversial, asking, should human cloning be banned?
Those that say ban it, those would not be the Neil Armstrongs that would fly us to the moon.
Dr. Zappo says he has a list of 700 people who've signed up. Rael can do one better. Says he and his 55,000 UFO-believing followers have a secret lab, a stockpile of money, and the remains of a 10-month-old baby whose parents want to clone.
We'll be done anyway, somewhere, someday, as thankfully, nothing can stop science.
I'm very, very pleased to announce that the first baby clone is born. She was born yesterday at 11:55 a.m. in the country where she was born. So this will not give you more details about the location. She's fine. We call her Eve.
Today, with the executive order I am about to sign, we will bring the change that so many scientists and researchers, doctors and innovators, patients and loved ones have hoped for and fought for these past 8 years. We will lift the ban on federal funding for promising embryonic stem cell research. You know, at this moment, The full promise of stem cell research remains unknown, and it should not be overstated. But scientists believe these tiny cells may have the potential to help us understand and possibly cure some of our most devastating diseases and conditions. To regenerate a severed spinal cord and lift someone from a wheelchair. To spur insulin production and spare a child from a lifetime of needles. To treat Parkinson's, cancer, heart disease, and others that affect millions of Americans and the people who love them. But that potential will not reveal itself on its own. Medical miracles do not happen simply by accident. They result from painstaking and costly research, from years of lonely trial and error, much of which never bears fruit, and from a government willing to support that work. From life-saving vaccines to pioneering cancer treatments to the sequencing of the human genome, that is the story of scientific progress in America. When government fails to make these investments, opportunities are missed. Promising avenues go unexplored. Some of our best scientists leave for other countries that will sponsor their work. And those countries may surge ahead of ours in the advances that transform our lives. In recent years, when it comes to stem cell research, rather than furthering discovery, our government has forced what I believe is a false choice between sound science and moral values. We will develop strict guidelines, which we will rigorously enforce, because we cannot ever tolerate misuse or abuse. And we will ensure that our government never opens the door to the use of cloning for human reproduction. It is dangerous, profoundly wrong, and has no place in our society or any society. Now, this order is an important step in advancing the cause of science in America. But let's be clear, promoting science isn't just about providing resources, it's also about protecting free and open inquiry.
If you are elected and you learned that the government knew aliens had visited Earth and the public didn't know, would you want the public, would you ensure the public found out?
Well, it depends on what these aliens were like and whether they were Democrats or Republicans.
Atlantis?
Good evening, sir. Atlantis is here standing by. How are things in Washington?
First, I'll stop spending $9 billion a month in Iraq. I'm the only major candidate who opposed this war from the beginning. And as president, I will end it. Second, I will cut tens of billions of dollars in wasteful spending. I will cut investments in unproven missile defense systems. I will not weaponize space. I will slow our development of future combat systems. And I will institute an independent defense priorities board to ensure that the quadrennial defense review is not used to justify unnecessary spending. Third, I will set a goal of a world without nuclear weapons. To seek that goal, I will not develop new nuclear weapons. I will seek a global ban on the production of fissile material. And I will negotiate with Russia to take our ICBMs off hair trigger alert and to achieve deep cuts in our nuclear arsenals. You know where I stand. I've fought for open, ethical, and accountable government my entire public life. I don't switch positions or make promises that can't be kept. I don't posture on defense policy. And I don't take money from federal lobbyists for powerful defense contractors. As president, my sole priority for defense spending will be protecting the American people. Thanks so much. Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here by my father, Jor-El, to save the planet Earth.
Congressman Kucinich, I want to move to a different area because this is a serious question. The godmother of your daughter, Shirley MacLaine, writes in her new book that you sighted a UFO over her home in Washington State, that you found the encounter extremely moving, that it was a triangular craft, silent and hovering, that you felt a connection to your heart and heard directions in your mind. Now, did you see a UFO?
I did, and the rest of the account. It was unidentified flying object. Okay, it's unidentified. I saw something. Now, to answer your question. I'm moving my, and I'm also going to move my campaign office to Roswell, New Mexico, and another one in Exeter, New Hampshire, okay? And also, you have to keep in mind that more, that Jimmy Carter saw a UFO, and also that more people in this country have seen UFOs and I think approve of George Bush's presidency.
Actually,
so, wait, we're just getting started here.
No, no, we have about 14% of Americans say they have seen UFOs. I'm going to move past.
What was the percentage?
14%.
That percentage?
14.
Thank you.
I want to see, I'm going to ask Senator Obama a question in the same line. The three astronauts of Apollo 11 who went to the moon back in 1969 all said that they believe there is life beyond Earth. Do you agree?
You know, I don't know, and I don't presume to know. What I know is there is life here on Earth, and that we're not attending to life here on Earth. We're not taking care of kids who are alive and unfortunately are not getting health care. We're not taking care of senior citizens who are alive and are seeing their heating prices go up. So as president, those are the people I will be attending to first. There may be some other folks on their way.
Symington is now a businessman. He was the Republican governor of Arizona for 6 years, elected when the first George Bush was president. Now, a decade after leaving the State House, he takes me to a Phoenix park and discloses something unlike anything uttered by any other high-level U.S. politician.
If you had been here 10 years ago and standing out here and looking up there at the lights and the view, you would have been astounded. You would have been amazed.
Governor Symington is referring to what is now known as the Phoenix Lights, an object videotaped by many and seen by thousands over several nights in the Arizona sky in 1997.
Major sighting here.
It was described by witnesses as larger than a football field and silent.
It was a giant V, all right? And the right side of the V went over us. The left side was like a couple blocks over it.
I just didn't know what to do. You know, it was just like, my God, how big is this thing?
The great state of Arizona, Clive Symington.
The former governor, a Vietnam Air Force veteran, had never publicly acknowledged seeing it until now.
And I suspect that unless the Defense Department proves us otherwise, that it was probably some form of an alien spacecraft.
So why didn't he say anything then? Partly, he says, because he didn't want people to panic.
I think as a public figure, you have to be very careful about what you say, because people can have pretty emotional reactions, and I said my goal wasn't to try to stir the pot.
And he went to humorous and controversial lengths not to stir the pot. He held a news conference after the Phoenix Lights to announce the mystery had been solved.
And now I'll ask Officer Stein and his colleagues to escort the accused into the room so that we may all look upon the guilty party. Don't get him too close to me, please.
In the alien costume, the governor's chief of staff.
Now, this just goes to show that you guys are entirely too serious.
UFO enthusiasts were not immune, especially since the governor was believed to have seen nothing. But now he's coming out.
The lights were really brilliant, and it was just fascinating. I mean, it was enormous. It just felt otherworldly. You know, in your gut, you could just tell it was otherworldly.
Symington will be talking about this in an updated film about UFOs called Out of the Blue. He has also talked with an organization that wants UFO information more out in the open.
It's very significant that someone of the stature of a governor would come out and say that they acknowledge that they experienced a UFO, because it brings a lot of credibility and strength to the case.
Governor Symington says he did tell his family, friends, and staff about what he saw early on.
I still, behind the scenes, tried to investigate it, but I got nowhere.
So what were the Phoenix Lights? Well, frankly, we don't know. What we do know is that it's as much of a mystery today as it was a decade ago.
You know, we should have replaced the news music with the X-Files theme.
Yes, that would have been very apropos.
Because viewers from all over our region called in 69 News Tonight reporting
a strange sight in the sky.
A lot of calls from Allentown and Bethlehem all the way to Berks County. Everyone calling in describing the same thing. So WFMZ's Stephanie Esposito joins us live now in Bethlehem Township with more on the details of that story. Stephanie.
Hi, John and Karen. Well, at first we thought it was a joke, but so many people described it the same way. Many of them believed that what they saw tonight in the skies was a UFO.
We were just walking, talking, that sort of thing, and I kind of, like, looked up in the sky. There was, like, a big white, like, an orb, almost like a tiny planet, and all of a sudden this big ray came out of it. Like, it was all white.
And all of a sudden there was a beam that came in down from it. It was white and bluish, and then all of a sudden it just, like, the sky sucked it up and the sky just closed.
Reports from Bethlehem to Berks County.
All I keep thinking of the movie E.T.
Something unusual took place in the sky tonight.
I would never have had time to take a picture of it. It was just so...
It disappeared.
The sky ate it.
So far, 69 News has not been able to obtain a picture, but we did get multiple witness reports. We've contacted the Lehigh Valley Airport and local communication centers. Everyone said nothing was happening.
Now, a lot of times people will hear things like this and they'll say, oh, it was a weather balloon or it was a shooting star. Is there any other explanation?
No, that was not a shooting star and it was not a weather balloon.
One thing is for sure, tonight people are asking themselves, do I believe?
I don't know if I believe in that kind of thing.
Now, some people have pointed out that it's a strange coincidence. Today's date is actually 9/19/09. If you want to put any weight on that. But regardless of what people believe, a lot of people are asking themselves tonight, what was that up there? And they really are just saying everyone agrees they've never seen anything like it before.